Jim, you got the job done. Yes. It was probably done there at the end of the game. You probably didn't need to stick the knife into Mayo at the end, but you must have been delighted with that last play and getting the winner off Kieran Moore.
No, definitely. Listen, we spoke in the hotel this morning about the fact that we were just going to go and we were going to play and we were going to try and win the game. And that's what we did. You know, they stuck to the plan, if you like. And that was very important. And I don't know, Kieran had no context of what was happening, I suppose, in terms of groups and anything else. But, you know, we said that we want to try and win this game. That was the number one thing, because we had to try and win the game. We didn't know what was going to happen in the other one. And we have another game next weekend and we have to get ready for that now. You know, so from our point of view, there's a couple of phases here, and that's the first hurdle, if you like, and we're delighted that, you know, in those clutch moments that we were able to hold our head and get over the line.
There was a serious amount of turnovers. After turnovers, there was a couple of sequences of play where teams were losing it multiple times.
Yeah.
Was that sloppiness, or was that intensity of the hitting and the tackling? What did you put it down to?
I would put that down to Donegal and Mayo, you know, or Donegal or Mayo and Dublin, or, you know, we've seen these games before. They're always going to be that way, you know. It's very attritional, it's very physical. You know, they are very aggressive in terms of their man-to-man. They step very hard, so there's always going to be that moment. From our point of view, I felt that we managed the ball and controlled the ball really, really well for long periods today. We got caught in a couple of tackles, but bar a couple of tackles, I thought that they really managed and controlled the game in terms of our build-up play and established attack and everything else, you know. So yeah, listen, Mayo are a brilliant team, and they're a hard, hard, hard team to beat, and it was always going to be like that, Tommy.
Yeah, the Mayo goal came from a turnover, but the response to it was brilliant. Michael Murphy leading the charge and a couple of brilliant points.
Yeah, no, that was very, very important, and it's so important. Listen, the bottom line is, you know, every single day you go out, you're going to be ahead, you're going to be level, you're going to be behind, and that's going to be repeat and repeat and repeat. So it's just really important not to get too disappointed or down when you're not leading, and it's also very important to not get too high whenever you're doing well, and that's what we speak about a lot, and hopefully we can continue to do that in the coming weeks. There's a lot of sore bodies in there. There's a lot of sore bodies in there, but you know, we'll take stock of that over the next couple of hours and see where we can go. 7 days is too short, in my opinion, to be honest with you, for what we're asking players to do. And I think there's a conversation to be had at the end of the season in terms of that. I do feel that the demands of the game are actually, you know, I think you guys have a very important part to play in this. The demands of the game are way, way, way beyond what they were. And, you know, I don't think it's possible, actually, you know, to bring that level and that level and that level. But anyway, you know, that's a conversation for another time. But yeah, we'd definitely be looking for the 7 days. You know, we don't believe we should have been here today either, being honest with you. You know, we think that it was very unfair to bring us here. It was the equivalent of bringing Mayo to Oma. And we also put in an email, you know, to the CCCC to say we couldn't get a hotel. We couldn't get a hotel in the area, so we had to stay in Athlone. So we had to go beyond the venue to come to play in the venue. So it was the equivalent of Mayo going to play us in Oma and staying in Derry. And I don't believe that would happen. I think that would only happen because it's us. I think it would only happen because it's us. And disappointed in that, and we made a case, and we made the case early, and it was on deaf ears, you know. But that's for another day. But I don't like the fact that our supporters are always kind of being taken advantage of. We had 7 games up to this point, you know. Nobody's played more games than us, nobody, and yet no, we had the longest trek, and all those people have to find a way to do all that, you know. So Breffni was an option. They're going to say it wasn't. I know that Clonus was offered, and that was rescinded. You know, all you're looking for is fairness, and the middle is fair, you know.
Jim, when you say because it's only us, it's us, what do you mean by that?
Donegal.
Why would you think that?
That's probably a long conversation column that we would need to have, you know. But we knew a month ago that it was going to be here. And we also knew we couldn't get accommodation, and we also knew that it was going to be difficult for supporters. And we put that case forward, and that didn't happen, you know. So it happens for all the other teams. So why does it not happen for us? You know, everybody else had a fair shake this weekend. If you look at the two counties and you look at the geographical position, then all the games were fair. This wasn't a fair one. Like, you're 38 minutes from Mayo's training ground. You know, we're 3.5 hours from Inishowen. You know, it's not fair, and I think it's something that if I don't say it, like, who's going to say it? You know what I mean? If I don't say it, who's going to say it?